are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to talk about a very important lesson.
We live in a world that focuses on how much you have. It seems like most people are never happy with what they have. They want more.
But as we will see today, Jesus doesn't want us to focus on earthly treasures. He wants us to focus on heavenly things.
When Jesus came to the earth, he taught people many lessons. People asked him for advice all the time. He was so wise. Here's an example of his teaching found in the book of Luke, chapter 12.
One day, someone in a crowd where Jesus was teaching said to him,
"Tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
He had received some wealth, and his brother wanted his share.
Jesus said to the man,
"It is not my job to judge who is to get what."
And then Jesus said to both of the brothers, "Watch out for all kinds of greed, for a man's life does not consist in how many possessions he has." Then Jesus told them this story.
The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop.
The man thought to himself, "What should I do? I have no place to store my crops."
Then he said, "This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. There I will store all of my grains and all of my goods.
And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things now. Take life easy, eat and drink and be merry.'"
God said to him, "You fool, if this very night you lose your life, then who will get all of your wealth and belongings? And what difference will it make to have all of those riches?"
God said, "This is how it will be for anyone who stores up his things for himself but is not rich toward God."
So, what does this story mean to you?
I think Jesus is trying to tell us that you shouldn't base your life on things that you have on earth, because they're going to be nothing when you die.
Okay. And Emily?
Well, I sort of agree with Alexa. I think God's trying to say that it doesn't matter if you do have things stored up on earth, because when you die, you're not going to be able to take them to heaven, but you can take eternal life to heaven.
Okay. And Jess?
Just like our What Do You Love song says, mm-hmm. The things that we make treasures here on earth, even if you don't die, there are fires and moths and rust and thieves that can take these things away.
That's a good point. And Becca, you have something?
Hebrews 13:5 has a good verse too. "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for the Lord has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'"
That's a beautiful verse. And we can always go to God's word for wisdom. Now, the man in this story thought he had everything taken care of. He had a big barn full of everything he needed for the rest of his life. He thought he didn't need God anymore. But he didn't realize that all of his wealth will be gone one day, and only heavenly things last forever. The Bible says, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?"
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure?
From God, you can't take them away.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have
Learn from this story and this song that we just heard. How can we take all of this and apply it to our lives? Emily?
I think we can learn from this story not to be selfish.
Okay. And Becca?
Learn to give things away.
Give things. That's right. And Jess?
We should learn not to focus on the things we have, but to try to spend this time on earth drawing closer to God.
Okay. Beautiful. Yeah. And Alexa?
And just worry about what we have to do now.
Right. And just keep working, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it important to keep working for the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Becca.
And do what the verse says in Hebrews 13:5.
Okay, say that to us again.
Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for the Lord has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
That's right. And in this world we live in, this lesson is so important. We need God's help to be able to keep our focus on Him.
Be strong.
Be strong.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
In His mighty.
In His mighty.
His mighty power.
His mighty power.
Put on.
Put on.
The full armor of God.
The full armor of God.
Take your stand.
Take your stand.
Be strong. Spirit and pray.
Fix your
your feet with the gospel of peace. Be ready for the evil that you will meet. Take up the shield of faith and pray. Pray, pray. Be strong in the Lord. In His mighty, His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. Take your stand. Be strong.
Another lesson we can learn is to look beyond people's outward appearance. See people the same way Jesus sees them.
Love people the way Jesus loves people.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for always seeing the beauty in us. It's not how much we have that matters to you. It's who we are and how we love. Thank you for sending Jesus to teach us. He is our treasure. We want to fill our hearts with Him. In His name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you will share this lesson with someone you know.
We can all be teachers.
We can teach people by the lives we live.
By the way we love the Lord and love others.
If you would like to contact us, you can call us, email us, or write to us.
Our email address is karen@karenkids.com.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
And our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Don't forget to visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Remember,
store up treasures of the heavenly kind.
They'll last forevermore. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you.
Everyone who's contacted us. Your letters and calls and prayers really encourage us. Some of you have asked how you can get our music and programs. Just log on to our website, www.karenandkids.com, and you can hear some of our songs, and you can see a list of available programs. Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522, and we'll send you some ordering information. Thanks so much for your support. Listeners like you make Karen and Kids possible. And thanks to John Grant for helping us with our great music, and Tony Corelli, our sound guy extraordinaire, and of course, the kids. We're all in this together, doing God's work.